For millions of children, riding a school bus can be hazardous to their health. That's because harmful exhaust fumes can get inside the bus. School districts are trying to reduce the pollution, and that can be expensive. In Texas, environmentalists are pushing the state to help with the costs. Janet Heimlich has this report from Austin.
Isabella Schmidt's two young children ride the school bus in Conroe outside of Houston. Schmidt says she worries about the air they're breathing while they're sitting there for 30 or 40 minutes. Most of Texas's school buses are not air-conditioned, so the windows are usually open. Schmidt says that's good and bad news. It helps air out the bus.
But each stop, then, it will be taking in more of the emissions that are coming out of the engine as well as the tailpipes.
This pollution is especially hard on young lungs. It contains microscopic dust and soot called particulate matter. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, these particles can get lodged in the lungs and aggravate asthma and bronchitis. They can even cause premature death. Betin Santos is with Environmental Defense in Houston.
Current studies are showing that those levels of pollution inside the bus can be 5 to 10 times higher than the outside air.
Many school districts have taken steps to clean up their buses.
There's no black smoke coming out of the tailpipe. That's, again, it's got a lot to do with the type of diesel we're using.
Chris Hoffazy is standing in the bus parking lot at the Austin Independent School District. He's the assistant director of transportation here. This afternoon, hundreds of yellow and black buses are idling along waiting to go pick up kids. Hoffazy says 5 years ago, the school district decided to stop using regular diesel. Now, all 445 buses fill up with ultra-low sulfur diesel.
It's the best diesel out in the market. And this fuel has helped reduce emissions in our buses.
In fact, this cleaner fuel reduces particulate matter by 10 to 20%.
It is more expensive fuel than a regular diesel,
costing the district about $90,000 more a year. The district has also been replacing its older school buses. Today, most are 10 years old or younger. This is important because the new buses emit a lot less pollution than the older ones. Inside the district's garage, foreman Mark Gann stands next to a brand new school bus.
The injection system, everything is managed by the computer, and it monitors this all day long while they're out driving, and it readjusts the fuel system to put out lower emissions.
Investing in new buses also has a big price tag. 2 years ago, the city passed a bond that gave the district $13 million to buy new school buses. It's also received some federal grants, but these are limited. So critics say the state should do more to reduce emissions in its buses. Ramon Alvarez is with Environmental Defense in Austin.
The technologies are out there to reduce the emissions from the school buses. So what the state should do is to provide funding for school districts to be able to install these technologies on a widespread basis.
But the state has other environmental problems to worry about. Big metropolitan areas like Houston and Dallas-Fort Worth are in violation of the Clean Air Act because they're emitting what are called nitrogen oxides. School buses don't cough up a lot of this pollution compared to, say, construction equipment and power plants. Dennis Bonin chairs the House Committee on Environmental Regulation. Bonin says he wants to spend money on complying with the Clean Air Act.
The federal government has made it very clear to us that they would come in and first and foremost stop sending us federal highway dollars. They would also have no drive days. So there are a lot of very draconian things that could occur if we do not meet these clean air standards.
But Bonin says cleaning up school buses is still important. Next year, he says he'll push the legislature to put $1 million towards some pilot programs. Something else that will help, the federal government has ordered that only ultra-low sulfur fuel be sold at diesel pumps come October. That means that all diesel school buses, no matter how old they are, will run cleaner. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.